But it is Sunday morning and back by popular demand, and I got so many emails over the winter about it, and of course his coaching mates just really enjoy him all the time, and that is the bench coach of the Giants here with me at the KMBR bunker this morning. That is Ron Wotus. Well, how are you?
Marty, I'm doing well. It's nice to be back with you.
Yeah, no kidding. I get calls all winter long. You know, this is the best segment. They love it and all that stuff. And we talk ball, which is a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. I look forward to it as well. Like I said, it comes around quick, doesn't it? I mean, it's here already and ready to go.
Yeah, all right, this weekend, and I talked about it, I was here obviously Friday, and an amazing day for the flag ceremony. I want to get your thoughts on that in a second. But this weekend, I've said it's a celebration, and enjoy it. This doesn't happen that often. You still want to play good baseball. Let me tell you, the Cardinals are here. There's a little tension around the Cardinals and the Giants. I kind of feel that. But from your perspective, players should enjoy this.
Yeah, they need to enjoy it. Look, baseball is such a grind, and it's a mundane thing. We come in here, we have our routines, you play every single day. And, you know, how often do you win the World Series? How often do you get to enjoy the things that we're able to enjoy this weekend? And you have to take the moment and soak it in. And, you know, the flag raising is something that gave us a chance to relive the championship last year. We have a game to play after that. Everybody knows that. These guys are pros. But, you know, there's certain moments in time in this game that you relish and you savor, and it's nice to be able to recognize that again and relive those memories.
Well, today is another special day, and I want to get your feelings of the anticipation of today. There's going to be an orchestra, a lot of music that starts at 12:50. Then this ring ceremony today, how do you feel about that?
Well, the Giants can do ceremonies. We've seen that over the years with all the Hall of Famers and all the accomplishments that this organization has had, individual players, and now the opportunity to do it with world championships. Whatever they choose to do, we're going to enjoy it. We have a game to play after that, and as you mentioned, it's a lot easier for us to enjoy than the team on the other side, being the Cardinals, watching it. But, we all know this day was coming. I think the players are excited to get their rings, to get their first look at it, and it's a special day.
Have you seen it yet?
I saw a photograph of it,
to reveal it.
Absolutely not. Now, you know, it's totally different in a picture, and I think most everybody has not seen the ring, so that anticipation adds to it as well.
All right, let's get back to the Cardinals for a second. I say there's a little tension with the Cardinals. I don't know, maybe the Scudero holiday slide and knocking them out, being down 3-1 and coming back with those three games, Zito's game, and there he goes in the opener. You know, the Cardinals are a good team. They can hit the ball. They're a good team. They got a good bullpen. But I sense there's a little bit of extra competitiveness against the Cardinals.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if there's tension or not between the two teams. I do know what you just said, that they're an outstanding team. And, you know, we were able to beat them last year in the National League Championship Series to go to the World Series, and now they have to come over here and watch us celebrate. And I know, if I was on their side, and they were very respectful. Mike Matheny had very nice things to say about the organization and what we accomplished. But, you know, if I was them, I'd want to beat us. I respect, I would respect what we did, but it would fuel the fire to want to beat the team more, because, you know, that we want that to be us. The Cardinals want that to be them raising that flag. So, that adds to it, and being a good team, and you're going to have to beat good teams to go to the playoffs. And, you know, these two clubs can meet again down the road. And I think that's what brings, maybe some tension, or two good teams going head-to-head and going to have to beat each other to get where they want to go.
Yeah, I was looking it up today, and of course you got this game today, rubber match, and it's a heck of a pitching matchup. You got Wainwright and Kane, and Wainwright's a year out of the Tommy John surgery now, so I expect he's going to be a lot better. And of course you get Kane going today. Then you see the Cardinals the end of May for three, and that's it.
Yeah.
That's it. So, you want to kind of see what's cooking right now.
Yeah, well, we want to win every game we can, and you want to beat good teams, and they're definitely a good team. I didn't realize we see them in May, and then we don't see them for a long, long time. So, you know, we'll focus on today and trying to win this game today. When we go there in May, we'll try to beat them then. But, you know, that is a long break. I mean, who knows what's going to happen in the next 3 months after that, where the, both these clubs will be. So we'll take care of business today.
Yeah, May 31st to June 2nd. Okay. That's it in St. Louis. And, of course, you got the game here today. You know, I talked about this yesterday, and one or two plays in a game turn a game around. And I brought it up on the post-game show yesterday. I mean, the ball that Arias hits down the line, guy makes a great play. That ball goes down the line, something happens. You get the home run by Sandoval, the double by Posey, and you don't add on at that point. The walk to Carpenter, which brought up the three tough hitters against Vogelsong.
Right.
Isn't it funny, you know, 27 outs on each side, 300 pitches that are thrown, but you really can break a baseball game down to one or two plays that turn the game around.
Yeah, and usually when they're close games, which we play a lot of, that's what it boils down to. That's why winning, and it can be so fleeting and difficult. You can play a great game, but, you know, there's times that you hit a ball hard right at somebody with men in scoring position, and that was your one opportunity to score, and it goes by the wayside. You're exactly right. That ball Arias hit yesterday, that would have changed the game. Yeah. And, you know, Vogelsong pitched a great game. He's an outstanding pitcher, and, you know, he didn't want to give in to Carpenter in a 2-1 game. He didn't want to give, because that's the way he is. He doesn't want to give up anything. So he pitched him careful, and now he had the meat of the order coming up. And, you know, that the meat of the order is tough. Yeah. And, you know, to his credit, he still should have been out of the inning with just one run. You know, that seeing eye base hit, talking about another play Pablo Sandoval dove for on Craig, and he couldn't make a play. Yeah. And, you know, if that ball is to the left or to the right just a few more inches, maybe a play is made, and here it is. It's a tie game. So you're exactly right. It boils down to a few moments in the game.
Yeah, I thought you were coming back. You know, five. You know, Sandoval hits it out. Posey doubles. Now I'm leaving at that point. I have to go to the station to do the post game show. And the roar happens. I said, "Oh, great! I got to leave at this. They're going to come back and win the game." You know, but did you feel it? Did you? You know, this is a ball club that's pretty resilient.
Well, we know we can come back. I mean, that's the beauty of this club. You know, we basically have the same team back from last year, and there's a lot of confidence and there's a lot of security in knowing, you know, what we can do. There's no question marks, and you know, the game is nine innings, and we always say, "What's, you know, play nine innings?" Yeah. You know, it doesn't matter. And you know what? We jumped on Mujica there for a couple big hits, but they got the job done. They have an outstanding bullpen. Yeah. You know, they have some power arms, and you know, we came up short. So yeah, that's the way it goes.
Well, it got exciting with Posey almost knocked it out. Almost went back to back with Sandoval. Let's talk about Pence a little bit, because you and I saw Pence quite a bit in spring training. He's gotten off to a good start. A little quieter at the plate, but he's driving the ball well. He grows on me. I must tell you, he grows on me.
He's playing well. As you said, he had a very good spring training. Really, really hitting the ball hard. And he's continuing to do that at the beginning of the season, which is nice to see, because, you know, spring training, there's no guarantee just because you play well in spring training that you're going to start the season and feel good. You know, I think he's continued to swing well, and that's great to see, because this has been for weeks now that he's been in that mode, as where some other guys are still trying to find themselves. Yeah. You know, they're not where they want to be. So we need Hunter to continue to do what he's doing in the middle of the lineup until we can get everybody, you know, everybody clicking on all cylinders.
Yeah, I like the way he's swinging, for whatever it's worth. He's not chasing as much, but when he puts the bat on the ball, something happens now. That's what I like.
Yeah, you know, you're exactly right. He's been more selective and hitting the ball hard, quieter at the plate. I think he's made some very good adjustments this spring. Yeah. And, you know, I'm hoping that he'll have a big year. He's done it in the past. So, you know, this is a guy that doesn't quit, too. I mean, he tries to get better. He's just not happy with what he's done in the past. He's always moving forward. So those are good things.
Let's put it this way. He's always moving. Not sure where he's going, but he's always moving. And that's what I like about him. From February 11th to this morning when I saw him come in on the scooter. There, you know, he's always moving somewhere. Now let's talk a little infield. Sandoval. And I brought up on the show last night, you know, there's a lot of diving going on with him. You know, there's a lot of diving. Third baseman, I guess they got to get anything they could get to, but he dives a lot for balls.
Yeah, well, I think that, you know, there's been certain balls, it comes in bunches, you know, that he can't get in front of. And you know, I'm glad he's diving to try to make a play.
Okay.
You know, and I think those come in bunches, you know, where don't, you know, there's been a lot of infielders that have been known that they won't get dirty. They won't dive and try to make a play. And he does. You know, unfortunately, last night, I think that one ball that did find the seam, you know, if he doesn't hit the ball or knock it down, you know, Crawford probably had a play on it. But that's, you know, that's the game. And, you know, Craw and I talked about it, and Craw wasn't sure that he was going to be able to make a play, and he did the right thing. He didn't call him off on the dive. So those are the little nuances of the games that things happen, that, going back to what you said, that can turn a game. And it worked against us yesterday.
Is there time? That's a good point. I didn't know that. I always learned something from you. Is there time for Crawford to say, I got it? I mean, I always look at it sort of an instinctive play for the third baseman, get anything you could get to. But can Crawford call him off?
Well, yeah, you're exactly right. You know, I mean, that's what you're taught as a third baseman. Get whatever you can get. But there's instinctively, when you see a third baseman going to dive, and you're there to make the play, you want to yell at him if you can stop him from making that dive. And it's not always possible. And where you see it a lot is at first and second base as well.
Yeah.
You'll see a first baseman going for a ball, and the second baseman's right behind him. And that's the second baseman's responsibility. You know, the first baseman may go for it, but you want the second baseman, you know, calling him off, getting that ball so he can throw the ball to the pitcher, especially for a left-handed first baseman. Now he's got to turn around and make a throw, and it's a much more difficult throw. So that play comes up more often at first, but it does happen at third and short.
Boy, good inside baseball. You're in mid-season form. You're very good from run with. That's, I never knew that the shortstop had that. I know first base, second all the time. You see it. All right, that's good. The long hop for Belt, it's a tougher hop than that short hop. You know, I've seen him over the years. It's a tough hop for him.
He, you know, there's another play in the game that he could have held on to, and, you know,
Crawford
on that backhand deep in the hole. You know what? He just didn't come up with it. I think he just went off the end of the glove. He got in great position. He got low. If you watch the replay, he was really low. And sometimes you just either you get it or you don't. And it wasn't an easy pick. It was, you know, the long in-between one, and with a little velocity on it. And I thought he was in great position. And, you know, he worked hard this spring at improving at that. And he's already picked a few balls out of the dirt. So you're going to see him make more of those plays than he doesn't this year.
So what's the key on the long hop? The short hop is easy. You get the glove down, and, you know, you get that little hop. It clicks right into the glove.
Yeah.
What do you have to do on the long hop?
Well, you know, the long one, you're really in between. I mean, there's a real long hop where you can either go backwards on the bag, or, you know, you can get the hop easily because it's far enough out in front. It's not in between. So the longer in-between hop is the one that is real difficult. And as he did, you know, you try to get low and get your eyes down there with it. And, you know, it's in case the ball stays low, you're able to work up instead of going down. He did that. But sometimes it's almost like do or die. You know, your instincts take over, and you make a swipe at it, whether you're giving with it or going forward, wherever you feel you need to do on that particular play. And like I said, it's, you know, it's do or die. It's sometimes you come up with it and sometimes you don't.
Yeah, it looks easier to me. You know, it does. It looks easier than the short hop because I think you have more time. But listening to you, you got to do more things to get it.
Yeah, well, we've watched a lot of good first basemen around here.
We
had a couple of them right here in camp with us, JT Snow and Will Clark. And you know, now Belt's over there. We've had some very good first basemen. And, you know, these guys make it look simple.
Yeah.
And it's not easy.
Yeah, no, I agree. As Henry Shulman mentioned something in the Chronicle this morning, I was just reading it. Bed checks. You guys do bed checks on people?
Oh, God, no.
if
we do, I'm not aware of them. Last time well, I did a bed check.
Yeah, you've been around.
Well, it was in the minor leagues we did. Shoot, this is, you know, 25, 26 years ago. You're managing in the minor leagues where you're playing, and, you know, you have your A-ball manager would come through and have bed checks. Spring training, when I first signed back in the, you know, late 70s, used to have it all the time at Pirate City down in Bradenton, Florida. Every night they'd come through and bed check, especially on Friday and Saturday night. You could count on it. And guys did all kinds of things to try to get away from that. Wait till they checked, then they would head out, or, you know, the the Clint Eastwood, the movie Escape from Alcatraz. They'd put the fake body in the bed
somehow.
Really? Oh, yeah. Oh, guys, yeah. Guys that wanted to go out, they would do whatever they could.
See, I could see Billy Hayes doing that. I could see Billy Hayes putting the fake body, because you don't want to put his body in the bed.
You know, you're a young man. You're in your early 20s and teens.
Yeah,
and you know, that's the way it was. And those days are long gone.
Okay. Yeah. All right. But is there a curfew on the road?
I
mean, is there like a, you got to be in by 2 or something?
Not really. These are
okay.
grown men.
Gotcha.
Yeah, these are grown men. They need know what they need to do to take care of themselves. And we've never had any problems with any of that type of stuff, especially with the guys we have today. I mean, the players today, they take care of themselves. You know, if they're out for curfew, they're probably in a gym lifting weights. That's what they're probably doing. They're not out carousing. These guys take care of themselves. They're very committed to their job, and they have to be to compete at this high level with the competition today. And there's so much at stake that these guys, really take care of themselves.
Yeah, I'll let you go. I know you got work to do. Just a last thought, the Dodgers series. Kershaw was terrific, then Ryu the next day, and Beckett the next day, Lincecum. What did you take away from the Dodgers series, if anything?
Well, we knew going in that they're going to be good. I mean, the thing that really jumps out at you is Kershaw. I mean, he's a heck of a pitcher. I mean, he's certainly, you know, the top pitchers in the league, if not the best, and not the best against us. You know, every time you face him, it's going to be a low-scoring game. You hope you can get some runs across. But I also took away that I was real pleased with our guys after losing that first game. You know, there's a lot of hoopla around the Dodgers right now and a lot of expectations, and we were able to come back and win the series on the road. So I was impressed with that and happy we came away with the two victories.
Yeah, Rockies come in. Rockies are off to a nice start.
Yes, they are. They're a good team. Yeah. You know, even last year, and we saw them in spring training, you look at the offense they have and you go, my God, you know, they're going to score some runs. And last year they had some injuries. And, you know, I looked at that club a little bit being in this division, and they're not far off. I mean, I know they don't have, people say they don't have the pitching, but they have a very good lineup, and they have some very good young arms over there. And, you know, if they can score runs and they have that home field advantage, they're not that far away. So they're a good club. Arizona's a good club.
Yeah.
It's going to be a dogfight in this division again.
No, I agree with you. But De La Rosa tomorrow night, he's the only one who's given up any runs. The first time through the rotation, the other four have pitched really well.
Well, there you go. And, you know, and their strength is offense. So if they get any type of pitching, they're going to be difficult.
Yeah, this will be a good series coming up. Well, thank you so much. Congratulations on participating today and getting that ring today, and what excitement for you. You guys deserve it. And for me, just seeing that flag being raised, that was the moment for me. It was like a baseball card. The whole 2012 season came before me, and I think we'll feel the same thing today.
Absolutely. You look forward to it. You know, you really like seeing a couple of the clips of the playoff run in the World Series.
Yeah.
You know, I can't see those enough. And to get the ring today, it's going to be special, and we're all looking forward to it.
Cool. Hey, thanks for coming in.
My pleasure, Marty. Good to be
Ron Wotus, of course, the bench coach of the Giants.